Welcome to the sixth meditation in this series, Meditation and Who Am I? I first heard about self-inquiry into who am I when I started going to something called satsang many years ago. In the non-dual or Advaita traditions, in those circles, satsang is a meeting where you share or listen to conversations about the truth of who you are. It is a Sanskrit word and means meeting in truth or in the company of truth. And this does not have to happen through conversations, but these conversations point to the truth of who we are so we can experience that directly. Self-inquiry into who you are has grown in popularity over the last decade and is an important step in your meditation practice and realization of who you are. This movement of self-inquiry started in the late 19th century when a sage by the name of Ramana Maharshi was going through what seemed like a death process at the age of 16. And instead of getting scared, he spontaneously started asking the following question. Or maybe it's better to say that the following question spontaneously arose in his consciousness. Who is it that is dying? That was the question. Who is it that is dying? There simply was a curiosity in him as to who or what was dying when the body seemed to be dying. And this inquiry took him through a total transformation of consciousness. The whole idea of a separate sense of self that is identified with the body, the thoughts, and the feelings slowly fell away. And what was left was I. Now, he did not die at the age of 16. On the contrary, he went through a total transformation of consciousness and became a deeply loved and revered spiritual teacher with a big following even to this day. And he left us with the practice of self-inquiry, which still serves many, many people today. The I that he realized himself to be did not die, and never will. It cannot die. However, his false separate identity, his separate sense of I, did die. And with that transformation, he had a totally new life and helped thousands of people start awakening to their true nature, their true I. The I that he was left with is not the I that most of us identify with in our daily life. We identify with our body, our thoughts, and our feelings, and live a life far removed from who we really are. We are all identified with I as our name, our title, our gender, our marital status, our job, many other things. When we say I, we always put something behind it and think that that is who we are. I'm a woman. I'm a man. I'm rich. I'm poor. I'm unemployed. I'm unlovable. And on it goes. Rarely do we investigate who this I really is and whom these events, thoughts, and feelings are coming to. Who is experiencing this? It's like putting on a cloak and then believing you are the cloak, or getting curious about who is wearing the cloak. When we're so caught up in believing, following, engaging, and resisting our experiences and thoughts, our cloaks, very little awareness is left to turn within and inquire into who we really are. This is why we have been going through these different sessions previously, so you can start disidentifying and disengaging from your body, your thoughts, and your feelings, and start paying attention to the observer who allows it all to be, yet knows that it is not those experiences. Because we have all been so identified with these aspects of our experiences, it takes some unlearning and it takes some disengaging from blindly and unconsciously following them and believing them. As you may experience already, the art of allowing is very, very helpful in disengaging. And as you know, allowing is very different from denying or resisting. Denying and resisting do not liberate. They bind. Your energy is stuck in the process of denying and resisting and not able to inquire into who am I? Who am I then? If I'm not my thoughts, my feelings, or my body? Can you feel the openness in that question? Well, who am I then? Right? There's an openness. Like you really wonder and would like to know. The curiosity that is in that question, that will help you open up to the answer. And the answer will come to you from within, sooner or later. The more curious you are, the more open you will be to receive the answer. And the answer cannot come from your mind or from willpower. It can only come from being still inside while holding the question as the open door for the answer to come through to you. This is a new experience for most of us, and it is not coming from the mind. This answer will never come from your mind. So I want to invite you to just do your best and try not to force it or make up an answer, because that is not it. That's just the mind trying to come up with the right answer, which minds love to do, right? They love to know everything, and the minds love to make you believe them and think they know. This is a totally different realm that you're entering. It's a different state of consciousness that really has nothing to do with your mind or ordinary senses. You will pick it up with a different sense. If this sense has been dormant for a while, which it has for most of us, if not all of us, just be patient and kind to yourself as you awaken this sense again, and then prepare to receive the answer to, who am I? When you start the meditation, this is actually very important to know and remember. It's important that you bring an openness and curiosity to let it come to you, as opposed to what most minds do, controlling the outcome and trying to make it happen. You cannot enter heaven by storm. But you can let heaven enter you through stillness, through openness, and through curiosity. You may have heard before that when you are in nature, you sit down and you let nature or the animals come to you. If you start chasing them, they'll run away from you. And so it is with this self-inquiry. If you go chasing the answer, you actually chase away the answer. All you need is to be open, curious, and willing to wait and sense. Get your new sense to wake up. It is so very delicious when the answer to who am I starts revealing itself to you. And you need to immerse yourself in the openness to let it come to you. We can also compare it with water. The only way you will know what water feels like is by going into it and let your body feel it. Let the water embrace you, come to you. You can't chase it. If you sit at the edge of the water wondering what water is, trying to get the right answer as to what is water, then you will never really know. Only by immersing yourself in the water will you know what it is. And so it is with the question of who am I? Only by letting yourself immerse into I will you know what I am, who I am. So just do your best and be still. Be still and allow the answer to come to you in a very different way than a mind can ever imagine. This is not something your mind can figure out. So if you're trying to, I'm just letting you know, you will never find the answer there. In today's meditation, I will first lead you into the body in a little bit of a different way before we open up to the question of who I am and letting yourself immerse into that. But I have a little imagery that might help you along right in the beginning and get you a sense of what we're talking about and make the meditation easier for you. So please right now, if you are in a place to do so, sit down and close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths and let yourself rest back into yourself in a way that feels good and comfortable. And if you're not in a place to do so now, you can just do the rest of this part of the meditation when you do have time and when you're in the right environment. So just take a few deep breaths and just let yourself really land in yourself, land in your body and in the chair or couch, wherever you are right now. And just take a moment and become really present with yourself. Feel yourself sitting here, breathing, becoming aware of any surroundings, any sounds, smells, sensations and feelings. Just becoming aware of it and allowing it all to be here. Take a few more deep breaths. And now I want you to imagine that you're standing in front of a big, full-length mirror. And you're looking right into it, looking at yourself. Here you are, in the mirror, looking at yourself. Whatever's going to come up, please allow it. So we're just going to take a moment to allow all that, because you might notice that there's feelings and thoughts and judgments about what you see. So what we're going to do right now is just have you do your best to allow it all. So as you're looking into this mirror, just notice what you see physically with your eyes. What do you see? So just look at that. Look at it as if it is a movie. Just look at your body. And whatever your mind is throwing up, whatever thoughts are coming, just look at those too. Observe them, allow them, just look at them. And you might notice that there's thoughts about your body. Just look at those thoughts. There might be judgments. Just look at those judgments. Feelings about what you see in the mirror. Just look at those feelings, feel them, allow them. It's all fine. You're just becoming aware of something, you just notice it. And you might notice that there are some beliefs about your body, beliefs about you. And when you just look at it here in the mirror, just see that you can just observe it all. It's like out there in the mirror. Just look at all the thoughts, the feelings, the judgments, good or bad, doesn't matter. Just look at them. And do your best to just observe it all, including the feelings and thoughts that you don't like about what you see, or what you do like about what you see. It's all the same. It's just all something you're looking at, so just observe it. It's all happening on that screen of the mirror. And then start noticing who or what in you is looking, and what is looked at. They're two different things. Can you see that? The one that's looking and what is looked at are two different things. Pay attention to that in you that is looking out through your eyes and observing it all. There's the looker, and then there is something that is being looked at. So just lean back a little bit into this looker, this one that's observing. And now, I want you to imagine that you have a big cloth. And I want you to drop this. It's a big cloth that can cover the whole mirror. So I want you to drop this cloth in front of the mirror and cover the whole mirror so that you cannot see it at all. So now there is nothing to look at. The images are gone, and yet there's still something looking. So even though there's nothing to look at, notice what is left without that projection out there. It's like throwing your attention back on that which is looking. So even though there's nothing to look at, there is still something in there that can look, that is aware. Feel that. Just feel that. And get familiar with what it is that is left when the projection out there is gone. What is still here when there is nothing to project itself onto? And just feel that. And this is just a little bit of a sense that you can bring with you into the next meditation. And when you're ready, you can slowly come back and start on the meditation and who am I session.